Your peace and love, salutations to the planet. What's going on, world? It's Trey Matthews checking in. Welcome back to another harmonious installment of the Trey Matthews podcast. Shout out to the first timers, the last timers, and in betweeners for coming back week after week, showing much love. I really appreciate y'all. And thank you so much for y'all patience too, man. The past couple weeks I've been gone, and it's because of a lot of things, right? I'm making this transition to a new career, and we can start there, you know. I just left, you know, arguably one of the hugest tech companies in the world as I transition to a new career in aviation. So, you know, what this means for me is, you know, new perspective, you know, me being able to see the world and me to give y'all more content. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what I'm looking forward to the most. So y'all see some vlogs in London. You know what I'm saying? You'll see some vlogs in fucking Switzerland, Geneva. You'll see some vlogs a little bit of everywhere, man. So I'm definitely super elated about that, and you know, ready to get it off the ground running, man. I think you know this week for me has been just a reset for me to just get myself together, be comfortable, be well rested as I transition for this new chapter in my life. So super excited about that. And hopefully all y'all have been blessed as well, man. I know we're middle slash end of May, which is crazy to say because I feel like I just did a pod last week, but it's been a few weeks. And again, just thank y'all for being super patient with me and understanding that we go through this thing called life. You know what I'm saying? So y'all been rocking with me for a minute. But you know, with that said, man, I'm in great spirits, man. I'm ready to see the world. I'm ready for, you know, something new, something refreshing. And I'm ready to give, you know, and deliver more content, you know. So I'll definitely be uploading vlogs on YouTube. Of course, I'll still be doing the podcast each and every week. And let me get a little bit more into each and every week. If I do miss a week, I will do be I will be better at posting, I guess, on my socials on if I'm gonna miss a pod for a week or 2 weeks. I'll let y'all know and give y'all an update of what's going on. I know I'm about to go through some, you know, really intense training over the next month and a half, to 2 months. So what I'll try to do, I'll have, you know, I'll do my best to pre-record and have those episodes released the week of, just because of my rigorous schedule and it's supposed to ramp up very soon. So yeah, that's on that. I mean, you know, let me think about Icebreaker. Damn, I forgot that I was actually doing this since I started recording again. I don't even think I have an icebreaker this week. I'll come back to it on I guess an icebreaker for the week. But where can I begin? There's been so much that has happened in this past couple weeks. And actually I do know where I want to start. Let's start with Ja Morant's stupid ass. So those who don't know, if you're living under a rock, Ja Morant is still posting guns on Instagram, and yeah, this is the second time. You know, I don't mean to be really cut and dry about the scenario, but it's pretty straightforward on what's going on, and it's all over the headlines. If you know, if y'all want to look at, you know, the actual video, and I guess to give them a slight percent of bail, maybe 5% of bail. He wasn't the one that was recording the video. It was whoever his friend, companion, whoever it was in the whip with him. It was that person recording. And of course, it was an NBA YoungBoy song on. And, you know, they were rapping the song or whatever. And you could see Ja look into the camera before he posts his gun. You know, before he shows his gun, like he knew that he was being recorded on IG Live. What, or he knew he was being recorded at some capacity. Let's just say that. And, you know, the video, you know, pans to him for just a moment. Then it goes back to the friend. The friend is rapping the lyrics. And then it pans right back to Ja Morant as he's posting up with his, I don't know if it was a Glock or not. I don't know what it was, but it was a bigger gun than the last time he posted. And you know, it's disheartening to see, man. First, as a black man, right? Like you made it to the point to where you make millions of dollars, and not only can you give back to the community, but you can also set an example for the youth, because that's what it's about, right? We're not going to be here forever, And I get it. Ja is what, 23, 24 years old, so he's very young as well. But you know, it is super pivotal or super important to showcase not only leadership, but to showcase what a role model looks like at a very young age. And so, you know, when you're an NBA player, NFL, or just an athlete in general, you know what you sign up for, right? You can't, quote unquote, live the way you want to live on the internet. You just can't. That's not the reality of it, right? You sign these $200-300 million contracts and you agree to those terms and conditions. And you have to have a clean resume. You have to have a clean slate of who you are on the day to day. You know what I'm saying? And so when you look at, you know, somebody like a LeBron James, you got to admire that. And I know that's a unicorn that I'm mentioning, but he's been in the league for what, 20 plus years now, and no blemish. You know what I'm saying? Really no blemishes on his resume outside of quote unquote basketball related stuff. When you talk about him outside of that on a personal level, from everything that you've seen in the media, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be some positivity. And so, again, like, you can control your own narrative, right? You can control what's being posted on your socials. You can control, you know, what, you know, the crowd you want to hang around. You can control the energy that you put out into the world. And so what I'm saying is, again, for Ja, like, my beef isn't to bear arms, because he has the right to bear arms, right? That's probably his gun for all that I know. I really don't care. But again, why does the world have to see that both times? Not just the first incident, but this one. And you know, you have to deal with those repercussions at this point, whether it's good or bad. And you know, from what it's looking like, it's looking terrible. You know, the commissioner Adam Silver, you know, he addressed it already and said, you know, there's some legalities, there's some consequences that's going to be done. And so he's suspended indefinitely. Excuse me, he's suspended indefinitely. Ugh, I can't talk today. He's suspended indefinitely. Well, the season is already over for Memphis. They've been in Cancun since like a month and a half, 2 months ago. So let's just get that out the way. But I'm assuming he's talking about any basketball operations when it comes to next season, the 2023-2024 season. And so I'm thinking it'll probably be a 25 or 40 game suspension at the least, because you look at the timeline, it hasn't been that long in terms of when the first incident occurred and now this idiotic thing happened just now. You know what I'm saying? Just within the past week. So the fact that it's just so quick on, you know, these videos of him posting a firearm, there's going to be a lengthy suspension with it, you know, and I wouldn't even be surprised if he got fined for it. You know, like, it is what it is at this point. He's costing himself millions. He's putting a target on his back. He's putting a target on his family's back, and he needs to reevaluate who's in the same circle with him. You know, I know we talked about he went to a rehab facility and did X, Y, and Z. Like, man, that nigga went to Burger King because he ain't learned a damn thing. He didn't learn a damn thing from last time to this time. And so, you know, again, it's sad to see that, you know, somebody that's up 200, 300 million is losing money by the minute. You think about it. He has a Nike deal. He has a Powerade deal. He didn't make the NBA, all NBA first team. So I think that's another 30, 40 million that he could have pocketed right there. But I think he didn't make that because of, you know, possibly these incidents that have occurred, right? And we'll never know. But again, you put yourself in that situation. And so it's just, man, it's sad. It's sad. I don't feel sorry for him, because you knew what you were doing both times, right? You knew what you were doing. Like, and to the homies that I've talked to over the past week, there's a lot of Chief Keef we've listened to in our lifetime. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of Gucci, there's a lot of Young Thug, there's a lot of Flocka, there's a lot of Kodak Black. The list goes on. There's a huge amount of artists on our list that we've listened to, you know what I'm saying, that get us hyped, that get us turned up, that get us amped. And they may not rap about the best things at time, but in none of those settings have we felt inclined to pull out our firearm, pull out our gun to start rapping the lyrics. Like, that don't even happen in the rooms I be in. And so he needs to reevaluate again who's in his corner, because it just doesn't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? You're a danger to yourself and you're a danger to others. Excuse me. You're a danger to others that are around you. And so, yeah, it's very odd, man. It's a very compelling story, and this is going to make for an incredible 30 for 30, you know, ESPN, whenever that does come out in the future, because wow. And, you know, I've seen some OGs come out, you know, the Steven Jacksons of the world, and, you know, it's been a multitude of others that have said, you know, NBA players were doing a lot worse back then. We just didn't have any, you know, cell phones. We didn't have any picture phones, quote unquote. And, you know, it may be some validity to that, but my argument to that is a couple of things. For one, Gary Payton and them boys was not making $300 million. They weren't signing $200 million contracts. Let's start there. Like, money is relative, but again, like, Jaws in a whole different bag, no pun intended, compared to the early 2000s of the NBA or the 90s. Like, these were different kind of contracts compared to now. And so let's start there for one. For two, even if they were doing a lot worse, it looks like they did a damn job, a damn good job of covering it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's stories I've heard over the years about certain players, right? But hey, I guess hats off to them for I guess sweeping their messiness under the rug. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. We do live in a day and age of social media. You know, we do have camera phones, things like that, picture phones for the, you know. but it's just stupid, man. Let's end it there. It's stupid. I really don't have any other sentiments on that. I guess we can transition into what's going on currently in the NBA, the playoffs, you know, the Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know if y'all seen the Miami game from the other night, Miami versus Boston. This is going to be an incredible series. You know, I predicted this with my homies before it even started. I was like, look, this is one of those series that's probably going to go 6 or 7. Jimmy Butler is a dog, and he's proving each and every series on why he is that guy. You know what I'm saying? Him having 6 steals last night, him hitting that clutch 3, he's anchoring that team, man, because he doesn't have a Tyler Hero right now. You know what I'm saying? What's the other guy? Strauss, whatever his name is. He came out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? He came out of nowhere this season, because I've never heard of him until this year. And he's a bucket. Abayo, he's been doing his thing. Who else is on that team? Kyle Lowry, I mean, he's been quiet, but bro, it's really Jimmy Butler. Let's give our flowers to Jimmy Butler. I think for Boston, it's just inconsistency, man. Like Tatum, he has his games where he can score 51, but then he'll turn around and have a game where he'll go 1 for 12.5. And he's just very inconsistent. I mean, I don't really have much else to say about Boston. I think they are capable of winning the series, don't get me wrong. But Miami's not going out without a fight, man. You know, Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra and them boys, man, they have a well-ran organization, and it shows. And it's ironic that the 4 teams that are left in the playoffs are the same 4 teams that were left in the bubble. But we count that as the Mickey Mouse ring, right, for LeBron. I'm just saying. That's what y'all saying. But anywho, my predictions, I mean, I would love to see Miami advance to the NBA Finals. I would love to see Jimmy Butler in the spotlight again, competing for a championship. And let's switch over to the Western Conference Finals, man. This game, or this podcast, is pre-recorded before game 2 of Lakers Nuggets start. Hopefully the Lakers can even up the series, you know, because if they don't, they're in a world of trouble. The series is probably over if they go down 0-2. I'm looking at the Joker. I'm looking at him and I'm like, man, I think he should have won, you know, 3 MVPs in a row compared to giving it to Embiid, because that was a lackluster performance that Joel Embiid gave to us the other day. He did not show why he was the MVP. And he's the only MVP that has not made it to at least the Eastern Conference or Western Conference Finals, like, or I guess Conference Finals for its shorter terms. And that stood out to me, you know what I'm saying? Because Jokic, I mean, this dude went ballistic the other night. Like, it was incredible. The game that he had was just like, I had no words for it. At halftime, I was just in awe because I'm like, this guy is different. Like, we already knew he was different, but he's putting on display to the naysayers of this person should have not won MVP. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think if y'all want my predictions, I think the Lakers can even up the series. I think it'll be a close game, but they're going to have to slow down Jokic. That's going to be the key to success. How to slow him down, how to contain him, I really don't know. That's what coaching and all that stuff is implemented for. But hopefully they have a strategy or a game plan around that because, you know, Bron and them boys going down 0-2 is not going to look good for them, man. It's just not. You know, Michael Porter Jr. was a bucket. Who else was a bucket that night? Bruce Brown was a bucket. Yeah, it was. They put on a show. But with that being said, too, though, you know, I feel like they got a little comfortable, and they only won by what, 5 or 6 points. Which, if I'm the Lakers, I'm going into this game saying, "Hey, we had a shitty game, but we only lost by 6 points. So imagine if we can correct our turnovers, correct the things that we did wrong." Implement those the same game plan going into game two, we can come out as winners. And so, I mean, obviously, I want to see LeBron win this series. Not because, you know, LeBron is one of my favorite players of all time, but also, like, I think for his legacy, getting that one, you know, getting one more championship, man, that would be crazy, man. Then you have the case for, is he the GOAT? Like, literally, you would have the case for that. And, you know, it's crazy because lately me and my girl have been watching The Last Dance. You know, she's been wanting to know the backstory of, you know, the Michael Jordan. Who is the Michael Jordan? Like, obviously, everybody knows who he is. But that documentary obviously peels the layers back of who he was as an individual. Him in high school, him in college, Scottie Pimpin, Dennis Rodman. It's an incredible docuseries. If you haven't checked that out, make sure y'all do. I'm sure most of y'all have, but just in case. Let's see. We're going to segue a little bit. I guess we can stay on sports for a little bit longer. I think the last thing I could say is Bronny James. He actually committed within the past week to going to USC. And I know that was big news for not only the sports world, but also his family, because he is the first one out of his mom, dad, grandmother to go to college. And so I'm sure, you know, LeBron is you know, definitely proud at that moment, but also proud that, like, hey, this is the first generation of his lineage that, you know, that's able to go to college, you know, and I think that just sets the foundation for, you know, not only Bronny, but, you know, the future lineage of the James family. So hats off to Bronny and the gang. What else has happened over the past week that I really want to talk about? And sorry, I'm sorry if y'all hear my dogs in the background. They're just walking around eating kibbles and bits, you know, living it up. Let me see here. Let's segue into the great Jimmy Fox. And I want to be super careful about this topic and be very sensitive to it. To those who are not privy, you know, Jamie Foxx has allegedly been going through some health and medical issues, per se. And, you know, there's been allegations or reports that, you know, he's had one stroke. I've seen that he's had multiple strokes. I've heard that it's not looking good for him. I've heard, you know, there's a lot of complications that are going on. It might be getting worse. This, that, and the third, right? Meanwhile, Jamie's daughter comes out and posts on, I seen it on Twitter. I don't know if she, whatever was she posted on first, but she came out to say, you know, all the information that is being posted essentially is clickbait. You know, Jamie Foxx is her, or her father is doing a lot better than he was. You know, he's rehabbing. He's not on his last coming days. And I don't mean to butcher everything that she was saying. Y'all can go look it up if y'all want to, but I'm pretty much giving you a synopsis of what was said. Pretty much she said he's doing better, he's in a lot better spirits, and the news outlets and the media were reporting this might be the end for Jamie. He's had multiple strokes, assumed the worst, blase, blase, blase. And a couple of things to dissect here, man. First and foremost, it's unfair, I think about if I was in that situation, or one of my loved ones or friends was in that situation, and I heard all of these fake reports or media reports of what they're going through while I'm sitting there right next to them, right? It's defamation of character. You're spreading false information about me, and it's none of your damn business, right? It's none of your business until my family reports to y'all and let y'all know what's going on. And so I just think, again, we have to be sensitive and respect anytime a situation happens, not with just Jamie Foxx, but anything when it comes to health, right? When it comes to somebody's health, mental health, their well-being, we have to be super sensitive when it comes to that because, again, it's just not fair. And some people may think, well, how is that different from, the Ja Morant situation, because people can argue this is a personal issue that he's going through, X, Y, and Z. Nigga, we didn't tell Ja Morant to sit there and post a gun on the internet. So something that may have been personal, that he made it worldwide by posting it on the internet, not once, but twice. So let's start there. Nobody told him to post the Glock. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody told him to do that. So you're making something that might be personal that you may need to get help with. You are now posting it on the internet for people to depict, for people to give their opinion on, for people to give soliloquies on how they feel about it. You know what I'm saying? This is not something that Jamie Foxx asked for. He didn't ask to go through whatever medical situation he is going through, right? And so, not trying to make this about Ja Morant. Going back to Jamie Foxx, I just want to say, whatever the status of the situation is, him and his, family are in my thoughts and prayers, and so should y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should also, have y'all thoughts and prayers out for Jamie Foxx right now, because for him to be a staple in the game, that's an understatement, man. Jamie Foxx is one of the most talented individuals that I've seen in the entertainment business ever. He can act his ass off. He can sing his ass off. And he's just an incredible being, man. Like, he's just an incredible guy, bro. Just to see, I don't know if y'all have ever watched the Jamie Foxx show or have seen any of his interviews or seen movies that he's debuted in. Like, man, that's an incredible guy right there. So, shout out to Jamie Foxx for sure. It's actually funny that we're on, I guess, I don't want to say like entertainment news, but kind of entertainment news, news. Me and my homie were actually doing a shoot the other day. We were shooting some content for, something that he has coming up. And we were walking back to our car, and we were on campus. We were at my old campus where I graduated from, and we just seen dozens and dozens of like trucks, and it looked like it was a movie set going on, and we were just trying to see like what the hell is this? Like, the camp, mind you, the entire campus is dead, but you see these 18-wheelers, you see contractors, you see people walking over with billboards, movie stuff, all kind of stuff. I'm just like, I had to stop somebody. I'm like, yo, like, you gotta tell me what's going on. So the guy looks at me and he keeps walking and he smiles, and I'm like, okay. And then he turns back around. He's like, all right, I'll tell you, but you got to keep it on the low. And obviously, I didn't take that information because it's on the high, because I'm about to tell y'all what's going on. And so I'm like, yeah, I got you, bro. And he's like, we're actually shooting Bad Boys 4 right now, here. And he was just like, it's not a super exciting set today because this is only a one-day shoot on this campus, and it's no action scene or anything like that. It is something that's literally like 5, maybe a 7-minute video, or not video, but 7-minute worth or duration long footage for the film whenever it does come out. And I'm just like, oh shit, like for real? Like that's crazy to think that, you know, my college, Georgia Gwinnett, you know, Georgia Gwinnett College is shooting something for Bad Boys 4, which is like, okay. And so, you know, I was just being funny. I was like, yo, we really should stay out here and wait for Martin and Will to pop out, you know what I'm saying, to see, talk some shit to him or whatever, chop it up, whatever the case may be. I just thought that was something cool to share. Like, who would have thought that Bad Boys 4 is being shot in Gwinnett? But you know what though? Like, Atlanta is, I don't consider Gwinnett part of Atlanta, but Atlanta is being part of that, you know, Hollywood culture, because for one, it's very inexpensive when you compare it to New York, when you compare it to LA in terms of recording movies, recording sets, things of that nature. So it did kind of make sense to me in terms of, oh, okay, I can see why they're shooting Bad Boys 4 in Atlanta slash Gwinnett area, whatever the case may be. It makes sense. It makes sense. What else is there to talk about? Did y'all like the Lil Durk and J. Cole single, All My Life? This was the first single from Lil Durk's album Almost Healed that's coming out. I don't know if that's this week or next week. Y'all give me y'all thoughts on how y'all felt about it. I thought it was a little cheesy, in my opinion. You know, J. Cole did his thing on the record. You know what I'm saying? He killed it, you know, but this is definitely new for Lil Durk because I seen him trying to cohesively coexist with J. Cole on this record and talk about positivity. And for one, I'm happy about it because again, we both or we all know the content that Lil Durk consistently talks about. We know what he's been through. We know that, you know, the stuff that's going on in the media with him. We know about all of that stuff. So it's cool in terms of seeing him transition to that next chapter, hopefully, of what Lil Durk is gonna look like from a musical standpoint, at least, right? I think that was pretty dope. What was cheesy to me was just like, I don't know. I don't know if it was his mannerisms in the video or whatever, but you could just tell like this is like a cleanup slash rollout for me in terms of like I'm trying to be good, quote unquote. I don't know how to like else explain that, but I like it. I like it. I just think it's funny, and that's why I say it's cheesy. But I like what he's doing. I like that he's trying to rebrand himself. And even the title of his album, Almost Healed, right? Like you think about all the albums that Durk has put out, he's been through a lot of trauma. You know what I'm saying? Whether that is losing his King Von, you know what I'm saying, his family member, whether that is in the trenches of Chicago, like he's been through the mud and back. And so for him to, I guess, turn over this new leaf and try to start a new chapter. Like, I'm all about growth. I'm all about, you know, rebranding who you are, for the better. I like that. So, what else has come out in music? I know Skepta is supposed to drop something soon. He's put out some dope snippets in terms of what to expect. I'm here for it. I'm definitely here for it. So, looking forward to the Skepta album. I haven't listened to the IDK album. It's called F65 or F65. I still want to do my diligence and look at it, but bro, this is 22 songs. And I don't know how I feel about 22 song albums in 2023. Like if you're not somebody, and I guess this is subjective on who you listen to, but if you're not somebody that I really truly care about, fam, I'm not finna sit there and digest. How long is this album? I'm not finna sit here and digest an hour straight of you. That's a lot. That's a lot of time invested. Now, to the Jay-Z's of the world, the Rihanna's, you know what I'm saying, the Beyoncé's. Again, they've built that to the point to where somebody can spend an hour plus listening and dissecting the album, what they like, what they don't like, that kind of stuff. Like, so I beg to differ on that. I don't think this music has really been quiet for 2023. You know, you look at it, we're halfway through the year, and I can't really think of an album that said, oh shit, like this, I don't know if I can hear my dog licking water in the back. It's some ASMR shit, but there hasn't been an album for me this year that's been like, yo, this is some shit that's on repeat. I gotta consistently go to every day. This is the best album of the year. This is something they're gonna talk about in the next 5 to 10 years. There hasn't been that one album for me, and maybe I'm missing it. You know, maybe shoot it my way if I'm tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like I listen to all facets of music, so don't feel like it has to be hip hop. Don't feel like it has to be pop or it has to be R&B. Like send me anything. I'm that kind of music listener. I love music. In my downtime, I'm playing music. On the way to work, I'm listening to music. In the gym, I'm listening to music. I'm an avid fan of music. I love the art of music. But yeah, there hasn't been anything that has had me gravitate toward it and like, I don't know, feel the album this year. And so I don't know, I feel like 2023 is missing that. I mean, Tyler, I count Tyler in a way, but I don't because at the same time, like we heard that album. Like I already had that. The tracks that he added to it were phenomenal, you know, but I still count that as part of that project that came out a year plus ago, if that makes sense. That's been the greatest thing to me that's come out this year, but again, I attached that to last year's album for him. But yeah, outside of that, music has not really caught my attention. Now there is a lot of tours that are happening right now or that are about to ramp up that I do want to go to. I'm mad that I missed the Lil Wayne tour. I seen that he actually ended his LA show early because or he ended it early because they weren't applauding or cheering for the act that was on stage prior to him, which was Wayne's artist. And Wayne was just like, yo, you don't want to, you know, give it up to my homie and, you know, respect it and salute. Like, fuck it. I'll cancel the show. Like, we don't got to do this. And I feel that, you know what I'm saying? Like, 'cause at the end of the day, like, if that's his artist or whoever it is, like, again, you paid for me, but you also paid for him. So give him the respect, even if you don't like the song, bro. Give him the respect to applaud. You know what I'm saying? That nigga worked hard to get to the point that where he's at today. So I miss Wayne's show. I missed somebody else had a show. Alex Isley, I think, had a show early this year. Was that late last year? But I was so heartbroken when I missed her show. I do want to catch the Drake and 21. It's All a Blur. I definitely want to catch that. I definitely want to catch 50's tour. It's supposed to be with Busta Rhymes as well. And I know 50 gonna bring friends, depending on what city he's in. Definitely want to catch that tour. I would love to go to a boiler room with Catriona and Fab. I don't know if y'all have ever like typed in, you know, Catriona's old Boiler Room performance on YouTube, but bro, that shit was legendary. I definitely want to experience something like that this year. I don't know who else is there's. I mean, obviously there's other people that are touring, but those are the ones that come to mind. I was mad I missed Bad Bunny last year. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully Bad Bunny does something this year instead of his WWE shit. Like, I want to experience that. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's all I really got for music. Oh, actually, correction. There's one more thing I want to talk about in music. Travis Scott, this is actually trending on Twitter. Says Mike Dean is currently mixing and mastering Travis Scott's Utopia album. So that's gonna come out soon. I don't know if that'll be this year or next year, but that's also something to look out for. What else is going on? Disney is pulling the plug on a nearly $1 billion development plan for Orlando, Florida, the company said on Thursday as it feuds with Governor Ron DeSantis. I don't really care. I know that's like really mean to say, but I really don't care. I don't care about Florida. That's really all I got for this week, man. What I will leave y'all with again, man, I appreciate y'all for consistently, you know, understanding and coming back listening to the pod. Really means a lot to me. And Again, man, I'm just elated to start this next chapter of what it looks like for me in this aviation industry, man. Like me being able to see the world, me being able to network, meet new people, maybe potentially find the next gig for me, you know, wherever that is. Like I'm super happy to see, you know, what's in motion for me. So yeah, man, I'm sorry I don't have an icebreaker this week. It was kind of on the spot that I did the pod. I was like, you know what? Let me do a pod right before the game starts. So again, shout out to the first timers, last timers, in-betweeners for coming back. I appreciate y'all. Till next week. Peace.